I'm here with Termin managers Adrian and Kevin McGarrigan. A tough day, I suppose that's all you could say. It's a tough day at the office, beat by 15 points. Certainly not Termin's day today, Adrian.
No, Maureen, that's very disappointing. The whole team management, we're all very disappointed in probably the way we played as well, because we know we're a lot better than the way we played today. We started off okay, it was sort of even enough, 2 or 3 points each, and then they just got a few points ahead, and even at half time we weren't that worried. We were playing down the hill, as you could say, in the second half, and we were 4 points down, and we started quite good. We had a few chances at the start of the second half, and just we didn't convert them, and the next thing, every time they sort of went up the field in the second half, they punished us big time, you know, and fair play to them, they just sort of kept getting away from us, and our girls tried really hard. They tried hard, but just didn't. It's one of those days I can safely say just didn't work for us today. We tried a lot of different things, and just everything we tried, it just didn't come off. And fair play now, Lorgan, we have to give them credit too. You know, they're young enough side, but they played very well, and as we say, they won a few as at Ulster minors there, and you probably had a, it's hard to believe, but they probably have a wee bit more experience than us now when it comes to Ulster, because we haven't played that much in Ulster the last few years. But hopefully today we can learn a lot from it, and going forward, hopefully we can come back stronger.
Yeah, Kevin, things weren't looking too bad at the halfway mark. You know, 7 points, Lurgan had registered 7 points at that stage. Termin had 3 points, you ran 4 points down at the break, you know. So I've seen Termin come back from bigger deficits at the break.
Yeah, that's correct. And Camille, we hit the crossbar twice in the first half. And listen, we were happy enough at half time. We felt that maybe the journey up, maybe we were a wee bit leggy there in the first half. But listen, to be fair to Lurgan, the scoreline maybe doesn't fully reflect the game. But listen, they were much stronger. They pulled away from us there in the second half. And listen, they're a very youthful, good running team. They will take a bit of stopping now in the Ulster final, but listen, from our point of view, we're happy the way the season went. Not happy, obviously, with the result today. But listen, we'll go back to the well, as they say, and maybe start working again for next year. Maybe after Christmas, we'll give the girls a bit of a break now. But listen, just it's one of those days. Once you play football, listen, if you keep going on through the levels, you'll get beat probably more than you won. But listen, we're happy with the effort they put in, Maureen.
Goals certainly won matches, and it's usually Termin and Gerardy McLaughlin on the other side of them goals, but today Lurgan Ladies managed to get two goals. After their first goals, you were 9 points behind. After the second, I think it was maybe 12, 14 points between the sides. Adrian, very, very hard to come back from a scoreline like that.
Very hard to come back, as I probably said. You know, they got the goal, and we probably needed the goal in the second half. And suppose we had a few, we were breaking up the field, but just the final ball just didn't seem to be going for us. And as I said, like every time they were going up the field, they were punishing us. And the further they got ahead, then we probably got a wee bit more desperate, and we're kicking the ball in longer, where maybe we should have been playing through the hands. And just as we say, just a bad day at the office, and you have to put a line through it and just move on. That's because, as we said to the girls, football never stops. Once you get beat here, first thing you have to be thinking now is next year, what can you do differently to try and improve on your performance from the year before?
Yeah, now listen, you mentioned the experience, and I suppose that is the key. And you know, you say Lurgan maybe a little bit more experience than Ulster, but certainly there's a lot of experience and a lot of learning from a game like that, Kevin.
Ah, yes, there is, Maureen, especially for the younger players. Listen, we have a lot of younger players there in the panel, and listen, the aim of the Termin Club now will be maybe over the next lot of years that they get integrated into the team along with the senior, more established players. But listen, it's a great experience. Listen, you can play for a long time and you don't get into Ulster semi-finals. So listen, when we look at it, overall, we're happy with the year. We're not happy with the result today, obviously, but listen, we're happy with the progress that the girls are making, and if they continue to strive and train the way they were training and all, there will be more improvements in that team as a panel in the future.
And you also said, you mentioned next year, so I'm to assume that you boys will be back as a duo next year again, and happy to take the Termin Ladies on maybe and try and get a little bit further next year?
Oh, that's too early to say. We'll have to go back even... We'll have to see just the AGM and different things, but We're not ruling anything out yet, but we're not ruling anything in either.
Good bunch of girls to manage, Kevin.
Could be either a fabulous bunch of girls to manage. But listen, maybe we're, as Adrian says, we're not making any decisions at the minute. Because we have to chat to different people. Listen, there's a lot of time involved in managing teams. Listen, we really enjoyed our time managing this group of girls. But listen, there's other areas missing out when you're putting, you know, your family life missing out a bit. But listen, we do enjoy it. But listen, it's too early to make any call on it yet, Maureen.